Jim says he's in the treasure hunting business. He's looking for items that are worth tens of thousands of dollars, and they're buried in the desert rangeland near his home. What he finds may well take a track hoe to unearth, but the discovery is well worth it. What's he hunting? It's next on the American Countryside.
Over 13 million people are affected by famine, war, and drought in the Horn of Africa. Unfortunately, just listening to this commercial won't help them. Just listening won't give them their next meal or shelter or hope. You can help by texting GIVE to 777-444 to donate $10 and by going to usaid.gov/FWD to forward the facts. Brought to you by the Ad Council and USAID. Text donations go directly to Consortium of Humanitarian Relief Organizations. Standard text and data rates apply.
Jim Gray's work is a little like hunting for the needle in the proverbial haystack.
We mine them. It's like a treasure hunt. Go out every day, you dig. Sometimes you get some, sometimes you won't. It's sort of like fishing.
So what is he searching for?
Sometimes you hit one log, and sometimes you won't get anything. And in days, you'll find a dozen of them right in one place.
Those logs are petrified wood on property he owns near Holbrook, Arizona. Some of what he finds is very large and very heavy.
It's 168 pounds a cubic foot. And we've got some pieces out here that takes a track hoe to pick it up, where one piece was a full semi-load. And it's all it wanted to haul.
He has a retail store, Jim Gray's Petrified Wood Company. It has a 15,000-square-foot showroom with just about any type of item a person may want.
We try and be paired with anything from a quarter to $50,000, depending on what they want. There's whole logs that... If they're a cutting log and we cut petrified wood tables and that, they can be worth $100,000 or so, but they're rare to find.
You'll find some very large pieces of petrified wood here, but Jim says it's the exception, not the rule.
Yeah, I would say about 2% of the logs that we dig are capable of being cut into tables.
There's a lot here, but the quest continues.
My son-in-law, he's heads of crew, and they're always digging. We always got to have one more.
Jim's been in business for 42 years now. And he's always glad to share the story of the wood and minerals he discovers and sells. Traveling the countryside in Holbrook, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.